WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Now in his third decade of music making, George Clinton is second only to James Brown in the influence he's exerted on black popular music. The fact that he's not nearly as well known as James Brown only makes his innovative art more intriguing and more poignant. Clinton took James Brown's layered, percussive soul style of the 60s and made it his own in the 70s. Adding elements of acid rock, Sly and the Family Stone, and science fiction, Clinton became a kind of guru of funk. He presided over a large, constantly shifting number of musicians that operated like a commune, and in the midst of all this, Clinton wrote and produced and made oracular pronouncements about the state of the world, all without ever losing a sense of humor about himself. At the same time, Clinton kept a curiously low profile. He appeared on stage most often in disguise and never dominated the proceedings. Even on this new album, he frequently lets the backup singers vocalize on the leads with him. That's She Got It Going On. Clinton used to tell interviewers that his ultimate aspiration was to become, quote, the Black Beatles. At the time he was saying this in the mid-70s, it did look as if he had a shot at something like that. He was scoring hits with the two primary outlets for his music, the bands Parliament and Funkadelic, and he was achieving commercial success with unprecedented playfulness and savvy. Sometimes not even his fans realized that Parliament and Funkadelic were actually the same band, signed to different record companies to maximize the product, the profits, and the fun. Although he's never become a superstar, Clinton's influence on the current generation of pop musicians is becoming more apparent. The hip-hop group De La Soul borrowed a snippet from Funkadelic's decade-old song Not Just Knee Deep for its own hit, Me, Myself, and I, and the rap group Public Enemy pays homage to Clinton while performing on one cut on the Cinderella Theory.
Attention all radio station jocks, I got to be serious, slamming on my box. So what I try my best to do is keep the decibels up so high my neighbors call the cops. Now when the bang gets the tweaking, you know the groove is peaking. I mean harder than a cinder block. Okay, I know you know what I mean. I keep my body tweaking on my record machine. Now do me a favor, don't let so many commercials disrupt the playlist. The E-Diddyock is what makes me say this. About groove control, well there's no such thing. When I turn on my box, I'm ready to swing. So I can go down, down, get down with it. I be going down, but you gotta be down to get it. Yeah, we tweaking on my radio. Serious slamming on my box, get off my jock.
Too often on this album, Clinton is doing something he's never done before. He's following, not leading. That is to say, instead of coming up with songs and riffs and turns of phrase that deepen and expand his funk vocabulary, Clinton is doing variations on music made by the younger generation. I fear that there's no song on this album that will decisively reestablish Clinton's primacy in pop music. There's no Atomic Dog here, no One Nation Under a Groove, no groove, in fact, around which a new George Clinton audience might organize itself. The closest Clinton comes to a new monster riff is the album's first single, Why Should I Dog You Out?
I can pass it on. It's so-
George Clinton is currently touring with the latest version of Parliament Funkadelic, a group he's calling the P-Funk All-Stars, and you should do everything you can to see him when he comes to your town. Trust me, at age 48, Clinton will be doing a better, wilder, and more creative show than the Rolling Stones or The Who or anyone else out there on the road this summer. And pretty soon, most of Clinton's Parliament Funkadelic records are going to be released on compact disc, a project that's long overdue. There's so much of this stuff that you might need a little consumer advice. Here it is. Buy all of it.